Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Coda, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Coldest. How are you? I'm doing pretty good. And happy,
I'm actually doing...
well, Merry Christmas
Go
Eve.
Ahead.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Yes. Yeah, and I was fixing to say I'm doing actually the same thing. Jolene's sitting in her vehicle in a parking lot, and I'm sitting in my vehicle in a parking lot. But I'm in Kentucky, and Jolene's in Texas.
We're still connected, though, doing the same thing.
Right, absolutely. I mean, actually, I'm outside because I'm at a Christmas family gathering thing, and everybody's sort of, I don't know, grabbed me a bite to eat. And I was like, oh, no, I better run outside right here right fast. Let's get started with our birthdays. Jonathan Latendra, happy birthday down there in Middlesboro, Kentucky. Miss Chelsea Clack, happy birthday to you. Joel Hendry, happy birthday to you. And I'm not saying happy birthday to the next asswipe because the simple fact, and as a matter of fact, I don't ever wish him a happy birthday, I don't think. He is involved in my dead sister's murder. He's the House Floor President leader in the state capitol, so it's his birthday. So it's easy to figure out who that jackass is. Joel Roberts, happy birthday to you. What about Luke Webinga? Happy birthday, Luke. Tony Bauer, happy birthday. And James Gregory, happy birthday. And that is all of my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
I actually have to back up. I do have a very special birthday today. She's not on Facebook. Today is my stepmother's birthday, so I want to wish my stepmother a happy birthday out there today.
Yeah.
The weather, it is 47. It actually dropped right as I was looking at it. It's like, really? It was 48, and we went to 47 within seconds, and very cloudy. Miss Jolene.
Oh, my God. Here it's sunny, beautiful, 75.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's a nice temperature.
I had to shed my jacket. It was so hot. I think it feels warmer than 75, to be honest, but it's saying 75.
Right. I know I was talking to Luke Webinga there earlier, and he was telling me that he's going to he asked me if it was okay that where he's going to connect our radio site up on his webpage and things that'll lead folks to our radio show from his website. So thank you so much, Luke, for that. We appreciate that.
Hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know if I haven't heard any reports on Carrie Fisher. Yesterday was in intensive care after, I guess she had a massive, after a medical emergency on a flight, which they were saying that she was on a flight from London, and they think she had a massive heart attack, but she's beloved by a legion of fans for nearly 40 years since she first walked the corridor of a Star Wars spacecraft as Princess Leia Organa. I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I want to send out prayers and good vibes and thanks for that lady. I know a lot of people that are. I'd seen this the other day about where... And, you know, this is something that I have a hard time understanding. A police officer's 2-year-old son shot himself with his dad's gun in Cleveland, Ohio. The son died after apparently shooting himself with his father's service weapon. A Cleveland Police Department says the officers responded to the home around 10:30 on Friday morning, and they say the child was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries. The name of the child and father have not been released, but they say the father, preliminary information indicates that the child got his 54-year-old father's gun and shot himself. You know, it's all, I mean, like, I'm thinking, well, damn, dude, what'd you do? You left a gun laying around a two-year-old?
Well, I mean, did you say he was a police officer?
Yes. Yes, Jolene.
Mm-hmm. You know, of all people, he should have been the one to have locked that gun away in a box, put it in a safe place away
what?
From a child. That's just
absolutely
unheard of. That's unheard of.
Welcome to the show.
Negligence. That was negligence. Hey, Jolene. That was just negligence.
Well, you would think that as a police officer, yes, that I mean that he would be the number one person to be the most cautious person with a gun.
You would think, and you would have thought the child would have grown up knowing about the danger and the safety of guns, just like all of us did. You know, my daddy had one of them six shooter things underneath the mattress. I knew not to touch it. You know,
right?
Yeah, I agree, Paula. I'm like you. My dad had all kinds of guns. I never ever touched any of them. But still,
it's not
the child's fault. I don't think it's the child's fault. It's the dad's fault. He's responsible. He's the adult.
Yeah.
He should have had that locked
down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he should have been where no child could have got to it.
Well, most of the time, people that are gun owners, I mean, I'll just be honest with you, I know a lot of gun owners and a lot of gun owners that own guns nowadays, they don't believe in their children playing with any type of a gun, but yet they've got a loaded, deadly weapon in the house. And you're not letting your child have a water gun or a play gun or something. And so when that child naturally sees that deadly weapon, it's curious. You know what I'm saying? Because it sees that stuff on TV, you know?
Because it hasn't been educated by the parents.
Right, Paula. Did you happen to have any birthdays, Paula?
Yes, I had one. Miss Kay Darnell, she's one of the daughters of my neighbors, the Forsythes, and she's really a sweet lady, and happy happy birthday, Kay. And they're going through a sad time because her nephew died, so that would have been my neighbor's grandson that died like 2 or 3 days ago, kind of sudden, you know.
Right. Yeah, you know, and I know so many people that are struggling right now that They are. They're having to make funeral arrangements and get ready to bury their loved ones. You know, I haven't seen John post nothing, you know, for 2 days now. He's the one young man. John is the grandfather of the little young lady that burned up in the truck. You know, it was his first grandchild. So, I mean, you know, it's just devastating to that family right now. What is your weather today, Paula?
Oh, let's see. It's kind of, it ain't raining, but it's really cloudy and damp and 48 degrees. But tomorrow is supposed to be 68 and the low 63. Yeah, I like that kind of weather.
Yeah, no joke.
But I got me some good warm socks last night from my girls and some fleece blankets. Yeah, my ex-sister-in-law, I guess you might say, and niece came back in, and they got me like four of those fleece blankets, one for each dog and one for me, they said.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that is so sweet.
Yeah, and I had an awesome time.
There was an 89-year-old dementia patient, a man from Pennsylvania. He went missing after he got lost in a storm 2 days. He was missing for 2 days, drove 900 miles later, and finally found some police in Haleyville, Alabama, and asked them for help to get home. I said, ain't that sweet, though? I mean, you know, but he drove 89 years old in 2 days, man. He drove 900 miles, you know.
Wow.
Where was he from?
Pennsylvania.
All the way
in Alabama. He went all the way to Alabama.
Oh my goodness.
Drove 900 miles and finally seen some police officers in Alabama and said, can y'all help me get home, you know.
Oh, bless his heart. You know, that's sad. You know, the family should not allow, I mean, these people shouldn't even have car keys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's so dangerous. I know of a man that was killed. He was driving, had dementia, and went up a one-way street and got hit and was killed. You know, they shouldn't even have car keys. Yeah.
Cannabis can help prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, just saying.
Right. Well, I think it's tragic. I've heard that too, Paula. In Wise County, Virginia, there was a crash that killed the mother and two children were sent to the hospital. A mother was killed when another driver who was trying to avoid a DUI checkpoint slammed into her car head-on. This happened at 3 p.m. Friday. And
that legal drug, alcohol.
Yeah. She was only 36 years old. They say that the guy crossed over four lanes. He went over four lanes, was driving over 100 miles an hour into oncoming traffic. Virginia State Police say that he crashed into the Dodge driven by 32-year-old Rebecca Starling. Starling was from Missouri. She died at the scene. Her two younger daughters were in the back seat, and they were taken to the local hospital. And they expect the children to be okay. But, I mean, you know, I mean,
they won't ever be okay.
No, they won't.
No.
Wow. Absolutely, because you know, I've got two cousins. Their mother are my first cousins, and here's an example now. And this is an honest to God's true story. The mother, my first cousin, she was so strung out on fucking pills. She had both of her little girls in the back seat. She was driving so fucked up that when she hit a school bus head on, it ejected her out of the car and pinned her in between the car and the bus. And these two little girls in the back seat. Now, one of the little girls is so upset, she's choking, and during turning blue, she's choking on her own vomit. One of the little kids on the school bus got off and started taking and sucking that puke out of that other kid's mouth and saved them little girls' lives. Those little girls now are grown women. And you know, I was talking to one the other day. It's a recovering heroin addict. The other one's all fucked up, too. I mean, as far as I know, you know, she's not on drugs, but she's lost all three of her children, never been able to take care of her children. I mean, yeah, it's fucked them up for life. You know, all because they can't get, you know, even though they were just like 4 and 5 years old, they still remember their mother being pinned in between the car and the school bus, you know?
Traumatized them
for life.
Yeah,
it does.
All
you
over
know, and then
that least drug, alcohol.
Right, and you know, and the sad. Yeah, and the sad thing about it, I see all my girls going in through there, and they don't even know I'm in the automobile. I see my granddaughters has got here. See, I got three beautiful granddaughters. There are two of them are teenagers. One of them is still just 12 years old, but hell, she'll be a teenager next year, you know. So I just seen my beautiful granddaughters go in there. Man.
I probably
what
won't
about...
see mine this year. Carrie's mad at me, but that's okay. With seven children, somebody's always mad.
No. That's a good point.
I mean,
Paula.
You know, so
right.
Six out of seven ain't bad, huh?
Right. It is. They said that a newborn baby was found alive in a bathroom trash can at New Roads Walmart. The baby estimated
Jesus.
To be about The baby was about 6 hours old, was found alive in the trash can inside the restroom. On Friday night, the baby girl spent hours in the trash can and was likely born in the bathroom.
Probably.
How in the hell does a woman just drop a baby like that and put it in the trash can and just go on like nothing happened? How in the hell does that, how?
I have not, but investigators have identified and located the mother, they said, and she checked into Lane Regional Medical Center in Zachary after giving birth, and police are set to arrest her once she's released from the hospital. So, I mean, okay, she has the baby, then goes to the fucking hospital and checks herself in while the baby's stowed in the fucking trash can. You know, I mean, what the hell?
Why
is that not crazy?
Why didn't she take the baby with her? Why in the hell didn't she take the baby with her and say, hey, you know, I don't want it, give it to somebody, but at least make sure it's safe.
Right, right.
Oh, well, she might have thought she'd go to the hospital and they wouldn't know she gave birth to, you know. I mean, she might be that whatever.
Well, you know as well as I do, anytime you're in Walmart, there's cameras in there. So you know that when they found that baby in the trash can, that they went on the cameras to see who was coming out of that bathroom.
Right.
You think? Yeah.
You know. But I would say what give her away is where she checked into the hospital. Because when she checked into the hospital, they knew that she'd had a baby. You know?
Exactly.
Was she out?
You know, where I don't think it says how old she was, Paula. I see. Let me go back and see on the story.
Like 14 or 15, she might have been really young and dumb and not really. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people do that. Lordy.
No, they're not saying how old she was. But, I mean, you know, I mean, well, hell, evidently she's old enough to be driving and stuff. And my thing is, did she drive herself to the hospital or did somebody drive her?
Right. No sanctity of life whatsoever.
Because to me, if somebody drove her, then that person, you know that that person there knows, too, that when if somebody was driving her, they knew she was fucking pregnant. And when she come out of that fucking Walmart and her belly wasn't all swelled out, and shit, and needing to go to the hospital, you know they know she had to have, never had it. You know?
Yeah, somebody knew. Somebody knew.
I don't know, after I birthed, I still looked pregnant.
Oh, did you, Paula?
Oh, yeah, for a long time I still looked pregnant, yeah.
That's funny. Oh, my. After we play the song today, we're actually going to close the show out because, like I say, my granddaughter just got here and we're fixing to do the gift exchange. And I know they're all excited they are and things. You know what girls are.
Well, I'm going to get off before the song because, you know, the song's pretty long. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, ladies, everybody out there in radio world, that Merry Christmas, and we'll see you. I don't know. I don't know when I'll be back on because I work tomorrow day. I volunteered to work so the ladies could have off to spend time with their babies at Christmas, so I volunteered to work tomorrow. But, you know, I've got my schedule next week. But it'll be next week sometimes before I'm on again. But happy and Merry Christmas, ladies. Merry Christmas. I love you, girls.
Merry Christmas. Love you too, Jolene. Thank you so much, honey.
Merry and happy Christmas, Jolene.
Yes, you too, Paula. Enjoy.
Good seeing you too.
What? You broke up. What'd you say?
I said it was good seeing you today too.
Oh, yes. I wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jolene.
I will talk to you ladies next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I'm ready to puff, puff, puff.
We've got a song written by Dustin Costas doing 15 years in Colorado. It's called Naked Women Smoking Marijuana by Blackie White. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
Well, I ain't naked, but I'm a smoker. And I know what happened to Dave, too, just saying.
Right. Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
saw me.
Dave's not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kana. Huneb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanum, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gankika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasen, kia insangu, kep kif, kia, kini.
the goddamn door. Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh. Dave's not here. Paula pushed him off the cliff.
Yeah, he got thrown off the cliff, man. They thought he was a sociopath, so they threw him off the cliff.
I want to give a big shout-out to Robin Osborne. Robin is going to be having a talk show starting January the 1st and things.
And
so
I thought her
show was
a morning
show
today, too.
You just said what?
I thought I saw her post like today or yesterday of her sand, her toes digging in the sand at a beach somewhere where it's nice and warm too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Her,
but
I'm not sure.
I talked to her and she said she's going to start a show on January 1st. Anyhow, everybody have a good evening. I want to thank Miss Jolene, my co-host, as always, for being with us, and so much thank you, Pioneer Paula, for being here with us. It is Saturday, Christmas Eve. Everybody, please be careful out there tonight. God bless you people, and we'll be back tomorrow. I love you with all my heart, Paula, and love everybody out there, and
love
I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Merry and be good.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.